Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network, a River Network production.
I'm pretty much all you've got. Download the River Network app and then click Big Willie 105.5 to get Dimitri live and dangerously local Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time on the... Excuse me, I just coughed. Hold on. I don't have a cough button, so just I'm an idiot. All right, I was a hairball. I think I'm okay now. I gave myself a bath. So anyway, focus. Right. Download the River Network app and then click Big Willie 105.5. Right. Get Dimitri live and dangerously local Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays. You think I'd know it by now, considering I've been on the air like a million years. On the Big Willie 105.5, also on the River Talk Radio Network. 94.9 FM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, the Sturdy 1430, and now, ta-ta-ta-tan, musical flourish, the live stream on Rumble, even though Facebook has banned me because I had the nerve to share information about the Epstein files from the Department of Justice, even though I've been banned, thousands of views, all of my stuff, just thousands of views, everything, and all my listeners and followers and everything, all because I had the nerve to give you this information. I won't stop. I won't stop. I'm on Rumble. So I want you to start using Rumble. Rumble is like YouTube without the censorship. It's a great platform, lots of great videos, very friendly to us, our values. By all means, start getting Rumble, download the app, have a lot of fun with it. Follow me if you would please and subscribe and all. It doesn't cost you anything. And we can get the word out. Rumble. And Dimitri's with three I's. D-I-M-I-T-R-I. Last name is Vassilaris, rhymes with Assilaris, but you add a V to it. And you'll see me black leather jacket, usually the black leather jacket, and some kind of a mock turtleneck kind of a thing. So hi, how you doing? Share this everywhere. Please subscribe. So we've got all this going on, and I forgot what I was going to talk about because I was so busy promoting myself. Focus, man, focus. Dimitri Graffiti coming up in a little bit. We have not tried it on Rumble yet because, quite frankly, we don't know what the music rights are, the royalty rights regarding the music that we play on Dimitri Graffiti. We might try that today. Although I'm not sure that's a good idea. I don't want to be screwing around with Rumble. I better not. All right, so for Dimitri Graffiti, download the River Network app and then click Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network, and you'll hear Graffiti. And, of course, over on these great radio stations as well. You call in. You say or do whatever you want to say or do within the rules of engagement. In fact, I've got them here somewhere. Hold on. Let's see. Rules of engagement. All right. Well, here they are. All right. So don't have your radio on in the background when you call in. If you're listening on the radio or any other device, make sure you pot it down so we don't get any feedback. So the phone number is 740-325-1490. That's 740-325-1490. Got to call in. And when your call is answered, do not wait to be asked your name, where you're calling from, or what you want to talk about. Do not slander, do not libel, do not curse. Do not target station clients. I had to burp, excuse me. Oh, that's better. Do not violate any federal, state, or local laws. And above all else, do not, under any circumstances, try to interact with the host. Dimitri Graffiti, 740-325-1490. That's 740-325-1490, and Dimitri Graffiti is ADA compliant, so no matter what kind of ailment you have, you can still call in and say or do whatever you want within the rules of engagement. So we have all of that for you. I think we've cleared all the lines. Yeah, all lines are cleared. All right. All 15 or 20 or 30 of them, whatever. I don't know how many we have here, but it's a lot. All right. But again, that's the phone number, 740-325-1490. 90. So have fun with that. Next, this. The more we're finding out about these horrible, horrible human beings who've been part of Jeffrey Epstein's universe, not just the billionaire rapists, but also the celebrities. It is amazing the number of celebrities who were involved in this and who were really enjoying their pizza, wink, wink, wink. pizza, turns out, there's a strong likelihood that it is code for child molestation, for child rape. I know this sounds horrible, because it is, but again, look at the Epstein files. Look at the emails. I haven't even shared the worst of them with you. It's beyond my comprehension how evil these people can be. But you start seeing patterns now. A lot of times with these celebrities, and then we haven't even discussed the Rothschilds yet. You know, and Leslie Wexler is saying, hey, you know, talking with the Rothschilds. And, you know, Jeffrey Epstein saying, well, I represent the Rothschilds. Well, who the hell are the Rothschilds? I always thought it was some crazy conspiracy thing when, you know, tinfoil hat crowd. But now I don't know what to believe anymore. I swear to God, I don't know what to believe anymore. Oprah Winfrey. Oprah Winfrey's spiritual healer was sentenced to 99 years in prison for raping girls and running a baby trafficking network. Do you think she knew? Do you think Oprah Winfrey knew about Harvey Weinstein and what he was doing to all those girls? Do you think she knew? Huh? Nancy Mace is a congresswoman in South Carolina, very hot. Jesus, she is so damn hot. She is not a strong Trump supporter, a weak Trump supporter, but she is a Trump supporter, but God, is she hot. Anyway, she's running for governor now, and a very smart move on her part here. She has introduced a resolution directing the House Ethics Committee. This is Congress, the House, and the Congress part of the House, or the House part of Congress, I should say. The House Ethics Committee to publicly release records of investigations into sexual harassment and improper staff relationships. Now, she's highlighting Representative Tony Gonzalez from Texas amid a scandal involving explicit texts with a former staffer who died by suicide in 2025, accusing members of using taxpayer funds for hush money. Mace plans to refile as privileged on March 4 to force a floor vote, reviving calls for transparency after past unfulfilled promises regarding the hush list. Now, why is this important? Again, the Republicans control everything. And they're the ones who are saying, cover up, and we need to get to the bottom of this. And here's Jim Jordan on Fox News again, and there's Josh Hawley, and there's Lindsey Graham. And oh, my goodness gracious, they serve this Comer guy from Kentucky. All cosplay, all theater. Turns out that there are an awful lot of people connected with the House of Representatives, and maybe the Senate as well, but certainly the House, that have been accused of horrendous sexually inappropriate behavior. Horrendous stuff. And lots of settlements have been paid to these victims. But we don't know who the perpetrators are. They're members of Congress and their staffs. And so this thing that they have not released the names for many years now is being used essentially as blackmail for any member who actually was accused of this to make sure that that member now votes exactly the way that House leadership wants him to vote. And both parties do this. The leadership in both parties uses this, essentially this ethics records on harassment as a threat, saying, look, if you don't vote our way, we're going to release information that you knocked up your assistant and we had to pay damages or, you know, some kind of a settlement for $1 million because you knocked her up. So you're going to vote exactly the way we tell you to vote or else we're going to release this information. That's what both parties do. So Nancy Mace, to her credit, now that she's running for governor of South Carolina, is saying, no, we've got to release this and we're going to have a floor vote because we've got to find out who the perpetrators are. What a great idea that is. Finding out who the perpetrators are in Congress as well as finding out who the perpetrators are on Epstein Island and maybe bringing some charges against these people. And again, MAGA Nation, open your eyes. The Republicans control everything and Donald Trump is in the White House and we still don't even have the videotape of all of the people regarding the January 6th supposed insurrection. You're being played. And it breaks my heart to say this regarding President Trump, but you're being played. What's the excuse now? Why don't we have the, God knows how many hundreds of hours of recordings for January 6th so we can see that this was all a setup. So we can go after the people who set this whole thing up, the FBI and the people in Congress who were pretending like this was an insurrection. Where's the video? Where is this? The Epstein files, Congress is trying to force a White House, which is, you know, the Department of Justice, to release this information. And still no charges? President Trump, State of the Union address. Oh, he cares about little kids. Oh, yeah, being sterilized and mutilated and horrible experimentation and medical experiments and kids being taken from their parents and all sorts of stuff being done to them in the name of the transgender agenda. Good for him. That's great. End this monstrosity. If they're 18 years old and older, well, you're an adult. Do whatever you want. I'll never understand it, but do whatever you want. But for kids, so fine. Why doesn't President Trump care about the little girls who've been raped and terrorized and tortured and worse? Read the emails. You're not going to believe the accusations. And the pizza references are insane. President Trump does care about protecting little kids, but only some of them. As long as it's not inconvenient, as long as it does not affect the relationships with, I guess, Israel and the UK and our own CIA and God only knows who else was involved with this Jeffrey Epstein and the Rothschilds. And again, God knows who's involved. President Trump, MAGA Nation. President Trump has done many, many things right and deserves a tremendous amount of credit for shutting down the border, for improving the economy, for reducing bureaucracy, for ending the woke agenda, lots and lots and lots of good stuff. But it seems to me that in the art of the deal, he was willing to sacrifice, certainly is willing to sacrifice, the welfare of untold numbers of little children, past and probably current. I mean, why would anyone think that these practices have stopped? He's willing to sacrifice all of that. For what? The greater good? What is the greater good? Protecting everybody in the monarchy in the UK? Protecting the Likud government in, for that matter, Likud, it could be any of them, the entire government in Israel, no matter which party? Mossad? CIA? Rothschilds? Leslie Wexner? Who the hell knows? This is insane. This is absolutely, utterly insane. The only person who has been charged is Epstein's girlfriend, Ghislaine or whatever, Maxwell, essentially for being a pimp and getting little girls up, giving them to Epstein. For what? For them to be essentially destroyed in the name of sex and demon worship and God knows whatever else they're into. And yet none of the people who supposedly took advantage of Ghislaine Maxwell's efforts to pimp, to be a pimp, none of them get even charged. This is all on President Trump. It's all on President Trump. MAGA Nation, how do you not see this? Pam Bondi is not the problem. Cash Patel is not the problem. Dan Bongino is not the problem. They all made their deals with the devil, and quite frankly, so has President Trump on this issue. And yet MAGA Nation is giving him a pass. And Donald Trump thinks his biggest problem in Congress is Congressman Tom Massey, who is demanding that people be charged. And the Israeli lobby, AIPAC, which is fine. I have no problem with any lobby from any country. It's a free country. I have no problem with this at all. Is spending a fortune on a candidate to run against Tom Massey. Because Tom Massey has got the nerve to stand up and say, this is wrong. We have got to start charging all of these people. We've got to investigate all of these accusations regarding the trafficking of children. And this is on a massive, massive scale. Epstein Island, his townhouse in New York, the Zorro Ranch in New Mexico, Leslie Wexner's stuff going on in Albany, New Albany. And I'm just, the Rothschilds. There are accusations of torturing little children. There are accusations of killing little children. There are accusations of, yes, even cannibalism. Accusations. Read the emails. How in God's name do you not investigate this? How in God's name do you not bring charges encouraging people to, oh, I don't know, flip? Give us information. Hey, we're not going to throw you in prison if you give us information about people further up the food chain. That's always how it's done, and they are always overcharged with everything. But when it comes to the Epstein files, when it comes to the billionaires, when it comes to the celebrities, when it comes to the politicians throughout the world doing these unspeakable things to these little children, where on earth is President Donald Trump?